Hello, iGaming professionals. This is Stan, your favorite Data Role podcast host. In today's episode, we're going to talk about segmentation, AI, and personalization. Specifically, main topic will be revolving around such concepts like player segmentation, specific consideration, challenges, how AI, machine learning, and broadly speaking data can help us on this journey and beyond. And today with me, we've got Miloš Ojdanić, head of product at Lion Gaming. So Miloš, welcome and good to see you.
Thank you for having me here, Stan. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Great stuff. So Miloš, would you like to say a few words to our audience about yourself, your role at Lion Gaming, broadly also about your iGaming experience and perspective?
Of course, I love talking about me. So I entered this gambling sphere from a consumer side, like most of us do. I entered it through the sportsbook industry, through the sportsbook, sports betting, essentially. Yeah, I was a very engaged consumer, or how we like to call it in our slang, degenerate. And then I was never essentially a fan of casinos. But I managed to enter as a COO of like a local company that had land-based casinos here in Montenegro. And when I started to dwell on it, I actually got impressed by the whole math side that goes into it, and how can you actually like use it to leverage it. And it was very interesting. And then I kind of got acquainted with the forecasting models that you can use, and I just fell in love with it. Then the actual iGaming industry I entered in 2021. My biggest milestone in a career is joining Lion Gaming, and that was in August on 2023, where I started working as a head of product. And Lion chose me, and I chose Lion because of the common interests that we have. And that was essentially building innovations, focusing on new trends like crypto and Web3 technology. It's a long story since then.
Wow, nice one. So when we speak about personalization today in the context of sportsbook, in the context of the iGaming even more broadly, so what do we exactly mean when it comes to this personalization, and do we really need it? Why do we need it?
So in terms of personalization, I believe all of the other industries are moving towards it. And iGaming industry is catching up on all of the other trends as well. We always had segments, we always had segmentation, and we always had localization. Personalization is something new, and it's coming through new technologies and new trends that are being introduced. And we all know what is happening with the AI right now is just booming. It's a buzzword, and it's not just a buzzword. It's essentially a thing that is going to bring a lot of personalization tools across the whole products within the industry. But we're going to see a lot of that also outside of the iGaming industry. It's just where the technology enables us to do these things.
And I also happen to know that you guys developed in-house a localization tool. Can you tell a few more words about it? What were, for example, specifically the items that you were able to customize depending on the location?
Yes. So essentially, it became the main thing about this product is it optimizes itself. So all of the brands, all of the big players across the industry are already doing localization. But the interesting point about this one is it optimizes itself. And this one started essentially as a basic AMB model tool for landing pages. And then we say, why not? Like, let's dig it into more granularly. And then we started essentially digging into the casino content, as well as the banners that are displayed, promotions, order of the promotions. So this is the thing where it works now on a kind of regional level, but we're also fine-tuning it to go more towards the country level.
Because then I could imagine that the more segments you create, I mean, the the more elements you need to take into account. And I was actually going to ask you, how deep can you go at this moment, and what is the potential in the, because we hear sometimes about hyper-personalization, but then it needs, you really need to fragment your population into maybe dozens or hundreds of segments. What's your take on this?
Yes, that's correct. Like this, the whole trend right now is moving towards increasing all of these segments. But we kind of need to be also wary of the hyper-personalization, because there needs to be a threshold somewhere. And I guess that threshold will be reflected in a revenue. But throughout this industry, so far, we didn't encounter such things, because whatever we tried to go deeper into personalization, it just got better for us. And the ROIs were more clear.
And in, when it comes to the challenges, when you had to develop this tool, you had to conceive, working as a head of product, you had to like prioritize different tasks, activities to bring the value. So what were the biggest challenges during the development and the rollouts of the different phases of this product?
Yeah, correct. Well, with this product, as I said, we started simple as a A&B tool for landing pages. That alone just reflected in an increase in revenue and user engagement. And we did a tab that it was a no-brainer for us to introduce another aspect. And that was essentially casino optimization. And throughout that, we measured it within the first month. We saw like 33% growth in revenue. So it was very easy to measure all of these KPIs with this particular tool. And as I said, like we're trying to break it down and personalize it even more. And so far, we didn't hit the threshold with the hyper-personalization.
And speaking about the data, since you already mentioned that, what data supported you on this journey?
Well, the data that I would look at it as two verticals. And one would be user engagement at the heat maps that we were following. And that was essentially a first one as a primary indicator. But then on the business side as well, there is revenue, GGR, and engagement with the bonuses as well. So those are the two verticals that we were tracking and two data points that we focused on.
And as of today, do you see any limitations that impose us, for example, certain constraints when it comes to the development of localization services and products? For example, let's say when I have had some projects like 10 years ago, we had limits in terms of computational power and in terms of what were the maximum data volume that we could ingest. Today, it's basically limitless. And how do you see it from your perspective when applied to this kind of use cases?
Yes, but that's exactly it. It's just the growth and the speed growth of the technology right now, just with the AI introduction, actually allows us to do these things, and it's basically limitless. So I wouldn't say that there are too many obstacles into the development. There are obstacles, and we need to be wary that we don't cross the line and we don't optimize it too much. And then we're, again, going back to the sphere of hyper-optimization and hyper-personalization. But in terms of the actual development and how deep we can go, as we speak, technology is expanding, and I don't see more limits here.
We're yet to discover where can we end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I also know that you guys have developed, as you were leading, this topic of the new product called Roar. If you could tell a few more words about it, what's the problems that it solves, what is the target audience, how can it be helpful to your customers?
Yes, absolutely. I love talking about Roar, maybe more than talking about myself. So essentially, Roar is on brand with Lion Gaming, right? Essentially started as a notification tool. We spoke about the localization tool that we developed in-house and we're using that optimizes, but now this is for the other guys. This is for the operators to actually handle the traffic and handle the player input. So if I need to describe Roar very shortly, it would be a tool that identifies issues, creates suggestions to these issues or problems, and then adapts and optimizes based on the interaction that it has with the relevant department or a person. So it's an AI tool that communicates with the operator and their departments, but it also has this machine learning aspect that is very, very attractive, and it's going to just get better in time and then smarter in time.
Wow, because this makes me immediately think about Microsoft Copilot, and there was a lot of buzz and noise around this tool. I can tell, at least from our side of the industry, when it comes to data analytics, this is something which is in its infancy, but this looks really promising. And I'm sure with the right investment, the right attention, the right care and the right team, this is going to be a great development. So I'm wondering, what are the similarities and how do you see both, and how would you position yourself next to Copilot?
Yes, so definitely everyone in this industry and like way abroad, like broader than that, is drooling over Microsoft Copilot, including me. And it is something that we should and we will strive to get to. The thing is, right now, Roar is essentially a trigger-based tool, and we're aspiring to make it a prompt-based tool where we can introduce the whole style where someone can ask him a question and like he's going to go back with the report in terms of the risk management, in terms of the RG compliance, all of these things.
So if we're speaking about different use cases, I'm really keen to hear from you. What are those? I mean, what is the context and how we could apply Roar in order to solve business problems?
Yeah, so there are a lot of use cases, and I'm not going to fill your podcast with just use cases now, so I'm gonna go quickly over it. Let's say that there are no limits to where we can use and deploy Roar to help operators. I would say it would be very important in terms of responsible gambling, to detect the harmful patterns in terms of gambling, bonus abusing. Then we can use it for trading risk management, because all of the analytics that Roar can do in the background can go very granular, and it can save a lot of time for a trader to identify exploitation patterns. But we can also use it in AML and all the different areas. So as I said, like, I don't see where we can't apply the use cases for.
And where are you standing on the roadmap? So you're already after the MVP stage and few releases, and you have a roadmap for the next 1 or 2 years. Well, how would that look like?
Yeah, so grand idea is to actually commercialize Roar for the industry standards. And right now, we're at the stage where we're still stress testing it with our data. So we're introducing more metrics. It is, at this point, helpful for our departments. But I would say that we're being more conservative with the timeline and when we're going to actually release it for, you know, widespread industry use. So we're lucky that in Lion Gaming, we have, through One Click Games, we had like a history of 10 years of essentially data that we can use. And this helps a lot because, as I said, the more data we feed it, its smarter is going to get.
And what would be the typical data points that support your decision-making when it comes to the product development or the directions you take? Because you certainly have a North Star, but then you need to choose, you need to prioritize, you need to take things off the list. You need to take things before other stuff. Yeah. And so how does it look like?
Absolutely. So this is where we essentially are going to look at our needs first. This goes back to the segments now. And this goes back to the different aspects of where Roar can actually help the different departments. So where we're looking at it right now is essentially that we want to prioritize responsible gambling. Responsiveness, and we want to, you know, really crunch down and identify all of these harmful patterns that are occurring, because MGA is very keen on implying more and more regulations, and we will be happy to meet them with a system that essentially does it on its own.
I'm also thinking now from a broader perspective. I'm sure that you're speaking with a lot of colleagues and peers about similar topics. So what's your take on any other innovations and trends that you would expect with respect to the personalization?
Well, yes. I would say that the whole industry is moving towards there, and everyone is essentially looking at a data-driven personalization. And I expect, from what I've seen, and you always hear these whispers throughout the industry, that the next boom is going to happen on a bonusing front. And that's going to be something that we're going to look at as a breakthrough in terms of personalization. But also, we're not at the moment very proficient in within our technology when it comes to the sportsbook. But our partner, Sensoft, actually has like a very robust sportsbook engine. And they're launching now their next-gen sportsbook, which actually contains these personalization elements to the point where they're going to have personalized odds and personalized limits for each player depending on their behavior. So I think that's very cool. And I think these are the innovations that are going to really help this industry grow.
And do you think this is a matter of months or weeks to see it live, or this is something which is already available?
This is something that is going to be there within 2 months. And I already seen the prototype. I already was wowed by it. So,
yeah, just by hearing, it already gives a very nice impression. Also, I'm thinking about another term that pops up pretty often. So gamification, it's like a recurring topic recently, but not only, like for the last few years as well. And are you considering, from your perspective, to integrate it as part of your roadmap for what you guys have planned within the organization as part of the personalization journey?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's within our close roadmap of everything that we'll set out to do, because we kind of need to scale with existing products as well. And we won't be very focused on gamification system itself, because there are already big players out there who are advanced when it comes to the gamification tools. And as you said, like it was getting more and more popular, and now I think it's there. Personalized gamification is something that will eventually happen. Now we know that a lot of CRM tools already developed that. Like we already know that Optimove essentially has this capability within their system. Gamification tools essentially follow whatever CRM tools are doing. But yeah, it's getting there for sure.
Okay. Last but not least, what's your perspective on the risks that are related to personalization? For example, when it comes to privacy, when it comes to compliance, not necessarily purely related to your products, but also what you see in broadly in the industry.
Yes, so it's a very interesting topic, and we saw. I would even zoom out from outside of this industry. So we see a lot of personalization that is going around the globe in different aspects. And maybe I'm going to stir the water here because it always gets political, but we also see personalization when it comes to the genders. So I'm not saying anything about it, but it's a fact that it's coming. So essentially, everything goes towards fine-tuning the needs of every client and every person. There are still brackets here, but they're being very fast broken down into more granular aspects. So I would say on that topic, as I really welcome it in all aspects of the industry, but we all need to be wary that all of the data that is being gathered and then used for personalization is essentially GDPR compliant, because for personalization, you don't need to collect emails, you don't need to collect first name, last name, it can go down to just a player ID. So as long as everyone is actually trying to be GDPR compliant and compliant in general, like I think that there's no obstacles there.
Thanks a lot, Miros. So I guess that we're approaching the end of today's episode. So thank you very much for your active participation.
Thank you, Stan. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And today we discussed data and AI use cases for personalization, also with respect to gamification, data privacy and compliance. This was Stan, your Data Role podcast host. So guys, for today, no more bets. And remember, keep rolling with the data.